This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, women, hey, men, hey, boys, hey, girls. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, Danny, John, Leslie, and today, Tim, our sound engineer, is here making sure we are up and running.
Did you say digineer?
Sound engineer. Sound engineer.
I thought it was like some kind of didgeridoo kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a blowout podcast for you today. It's going to be a gas, folks. Am I right, ladies?
Pulling out
we
all the puns.
Stepped up a notch today.
Yeah.
You were supposed to keep up the gassy puns, Serene, and you didn't.
We have a lot of gassy puns. It's going to be
I didn't even hear you say gassy puns.
Blowout podcast.
Oh, blowout podcast.
It's going to be a gas.
Hey, listen, they're trying to like leave hints for you. I'm going to tell you right up here what this is about. It's such a good name.
But before you do, let's just let the... Let's
She's gonna
hear
try.
For the horn section. You know? You know where you usually do the drum roll? Here it is. No, we want the horns.
The
to
horns.
Just
let it rip.
Let it rip.
Let the horns rip.
So hinting needs to come to fruition. This is about veggies
Fruit does
that-
it to fruition.
Hey, wait. Before what it's about, can we just have Tim say hello?
Yeah, Tim, our engineer, you've met him before. He makes sure everything goes smoothly and that we sound beautiful. But hey, Tim, can I ask you something?
And if I say something too odd,
is Serene the naughty child of the potty? Because just tell me who you have to tweak the most to try and get sounding normal.
Hi, ladies.
Tim, I still have your Christmas present hanging in my kitchen, just so you know before you say anything.
Pearl, what was the question?
I want to know who's the naughty child that you have to fix. Because I really hope you say
you
carefully.
You already know the answer.
I know.
You
Everybody knows. All our listeners know it's
what,
naughty.
Because
Serene.
I say things that he has to remove or
no,
what?
No, some
okay,
of that.
Okay,
and
I have an
it's
answer.
Because your voice is everywhere all over
I have
the
an
mic.
Answer. I have an answer. Yes, it's Serene, but she has a
Down
lot of
comes
she, has,
the Christmas
a, she
present.
Has a lot of kids and children running around her, and so it's impossible to stay on the mic.
You when are
have
making
kids
excuses
hanging,
for
hanging
my
around.
Sister.
Tim. So I was just thinking about that because like, oh, wait, come here. I got to come over
exactly.
here. Exactly. Oh, wait, this one over here.
You're giving you lots of grace. You're a kind man.
I've always got one under the nay-nay tent and
yeah,
a couple under the everywhere else.
I wasn't going to go with the nay-nay tent, but okay.
Oh, you're kind, Tim. I'm ruthless with bossy older sisters are required in life. Anyway, hey, I was getting to the name of this show. It's Veggies That Bloat versus Veggies That Don't. It's a really important topic, don't you think?
It's a blowout of a topic.
Oh, now we participate. Okay.
Hey, she was doing all sorts
yeah.
of horn sections.
No,
I was.
Good.
I was
we're
participating.
Here.
So really, we're talking about, it's just so important because we love all these veggies. And the veggies we're going to talk about today are so healthy. We don't want you to take them out of your diet, like fruitcakes. Like, I can't eat that. It gives me gas.
The cows eat grass. That's what they were made to eat.
And they
and
have
I've heard some things.
Okay.
We have cows. So
okay.
We're not going to say cows stop eating grass.
May I say, I want to ask you a question because this is sort of on point. Maybe it's off topic, but it's a good time because this is a big thing. I've heard from a lot of people that humans are, that cow makes milk for baby cow and humans should not be consuming what is made for
this
baby
is a
cow.
Whole nother topic.
I know
it's a milk's potty.
I know, but milk bloats.
Hey, we're just pressing pause.
Veggies. Okay. All right. Quickly get
just
that
quick.
Out.
It's just
because
quick.
He brought it in and derailed us.
Okay. And as soon as you rebuke, you're gonna have all these people writing in. Danny asked what was exactly in my.
I know.
Brain.
You know what
the Bible
so
says: have enough milk for the maintenance of the household, mate.
Like
some people these days, yeah, they're dairy intolerant. It's a fallen world. And these days with the pasteurized fandangle milk, maybe it's fluorescent green under a microscope. I don't know. But the raw stuff, you know, I think many people can handle. I think it was designed for human food. Mm. Some people may not be able to handle it, especially pasteurized milk.
We always go back to? The two things Serene and I talk about all the time on the podcast. Should we eat it? Is this a bad food or not? Okay, bad in quotation mark, bad. Okay. Historically, have people eaten it for generations? And is it an approved food from God? Is it in the Bible? Milk is tick to both of them.
I've never had a batter fluff from Gouda.
Okay.
Ever.
But all I'm saying is some people can't. Just because of the way they are.
Yeah.
And maybe you can't, Dan.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right.
But let's
yeah,
not
but
call
have
them bad.
You tried?
But Serene, this is another party.
The unpasteurized raw grass-fed stuff?
No, because I'm not that hip.
Well, then we can't even talk about it.
Yeah.
Can we go back to flatulence?
Flatulence, please.
That's a better subject, isn't it? And Danny really enjoys that subject.
My favorite.
Listen, veggies. The
Can
topic
we get
of
a better
today-
name? Because flatulence is long.
Well, let's just shorten it.
And I feel like it's a little bit scientific and it doesn't...
And you don't,
it's not
you
as
don't
cute.
Like the word F-A-R-T. It feels a bit...
No, it's a little bit of cursy wordy.
Crass.
Flatchy.
Flatchy's it. Danny always comes up with a good
one. Nailed it.
Fletchers or Flatchies?
Flatchies.
Well, it depends. If it was a bit of an intriguing one, you could call it the Fletcher. But if it's sweet and innocent, not gnarly, just a little bit of smoke, a little bit of green.
If it's not green vial smoke, green vial smoke is the Fletcher. But Flatchies
like a mild yellow.
Yeah.
That's Flatchies. It's going to have the
sunshine yellow.
Yeah.
We need to talk about Flatchies today because Flatchies happen. Do you know that?
We will address Fletcher too.
Yeah, let's talk about flat cheese first, okay? People make gas, okay? A lot
just
of
like
us
now.
Think, oh, I have gas, my stomach is bloating up, I must be toxic, there is something wrong with me, why do I have gas?
My baby has gas, people.
But guess what?
She doesn't even have dairy or formula.
We were created to have gas. What do they say? The average person about between 15 to 25 flat cheese per day is pretty normal.
15 to 25?
Yeah.
How many Fletchers is normal?
Well, we'll talk about Fletchers later. That's when you might need some.
Where'd you get your number from there, mate?
Oh, Mr. Google told me.
Google said 15 to 25.
Yeah, but if you look it up, there's a range, but that's the average range that Pearl decided to okay.
Is it because maybe that's about what you rock on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, if you don't Fletch, you're not human.
Man.
And God designed it. You know, he could have designed another way that it just came out the ears, non-smelling.
Not like the armpit?
It could have
like
been.
More like a trumpet out of
the
armpit?
Like all that energy of a flat cheek could have gone to another nice long hair growing out of your scalp.
Yes.
You know, it could have had another way of escape. It
one
could have.
Long, like a rat tail coming out of your neck.
Well, hey, listen, there could have been other ways.
Thank God though, right? Great design.
Listen, we live, we fletch. Now,
I think God loves it. I think it's part of his comedy because my baby, like I said, she's as pure as the driven snow. She fluffs. She's healthy.
Yeah.
And she laughs at it. So if anyone's offended by this podcast, my baby's not offended and she hasn't learned crassness yet.
My
little grandson was running through my house the other day. He's 1.5 and he'd eaten a lot of fruit that day. And every time he took a running step, it was like... And he listened to it and he thought it was the funniest thing. He was cackling every step to hear himself. And so, hey, let's just talk about it first as an okay point. So it doesn't mean when you eat, your food takes up space. Then your bacteria has to come into your intestines and they have to break down that food. That causes gas. The bacteria.
And don't be scared of bacteria. It's your microbiome of your bowels. It's totally meant to be.
This gas is meant to be. So your stomach, your abdomen fills up with a little gas, then it has to go somewhere. So flatchies happen. And that's okay, people. I want everyone, just because of all this gut health talk on the internet, and it's rampant and it's pretty wild and crazy, and everyone thinks that their gut is toxic, but it's probably not. Sometimes it is.
There might be a little toxic smell occasionally.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
But that's not that bad either, as long as it stays within the boundaries of intrigue. And we'll talk about that later.
There's an intrigue meter.
There is.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should address it now.
Yeah. It goes from blue to orange to yellow to green
to red.
Well,
don't be grossed out, people. Just be honest, people. We just want intellectual honesty here. It's very important. If you're by yourself, no one's around, so you can just be honest. You can raise your hand if you're by yourself.
Raise your hand in your car.
Yes, I know you're out there.
Yes. I see that. I see that.
I see that hand.
Thank you. No one looking.
Every head bowed, every eye closed.
I see that hand. But you know when you're in church, you have to peek.
You peek.
Oh, my goodness. I knew every hand that went up. Yeah. I'm a pastor's kid.
And you see others peeking.
Tim, have you looked?
Tim's in tears.
You grew up Baptist. They do that, right? Every eye... Every head bowed. You're not supposed to peek, but you got to peek.
Every head bowed,
okay,
every
well, listen, you
no
can,
one looking around.
No one's looking around, though. We don't have any special dash cams here. You can raise your hand. But listen, if you are still intrigued, like, ooh, little black currant, maybe
no powerful aroma at all. Or it's just slightly pleasing to
your own palate. No, even a little rank can be intriguing. You actually don't get to the intrigue until you get the slight rank.
Yeah.
Okay, but as long as it stays where you're intrigued, I think they're called flat cheese, and then you're okay.
And they're normal, and and they're part of God's design just for human life.
Okay, but what if when you're
now mortified, other people's are never other flat cheese aren't intriguing if they're other people's.
No, never.
But they're not sick
because you're smelling the inside of them.
Yeah, but you can smell your own inside and be intrigued.
Yeah, but what at what point, like when you're mortified, because that happens from time to time, you are mortified and you have to leave your own room.
That's a flat shirt, but you're not necessarily sick either. Pearl, explain.
Okay. This is a new book, Flat Shirts versus Flat Cheese.
You can stay in a bed sheet. I'm telling you. No, I don't mean with color. I mean you come back and
with vileness.
No, he's like a little creature hanging out.
So this is what we want to get into today. There's normal, which is like 15 to 25, and then there's, and they're flat cheese.
We call that the pearl zone.
With the aroma. No, I've been in a worse zone, Dan. Okay. And I've gone there.
Yeah.
Okay. Then there's the, you know, the vial and the let's talk 100 a day.
Wow.
As soon as one's out, the gun's loaded.
Ready
so we're at Vange level now. I'm kidding, Vange. Yeah. Love you. You were just my friend.
But, you know, then there's, this is when things go from, hey, it's sort of like, this is part of life and it's sort of annoying. I'm a little embarrassed, but it's part of life too. This is a major problem. And these, I can't even stand the smell of my own stank.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
bad. You can't even handle conversations because your energy is involved within holding everything zipped up tight.
No, I had a 3-month run. It was
Pearl.
My family
would
wanted
you concentrate?
John just sent me something and I'm supposed to look at it. Oh, you sent me a fact for this potty.
I was about to scream. John, you're ruining the podcast.
I thought you were doing business, like business stuff. Okay, so I read this. Environmental benefit, producing more heat and light and energy by mass and other hydrocarbons or fossil fuels.
No.
This is our gas, methane, our own gas from humans.
We are healing the
planet. It's good for the environment.
Let
it produces
rip,
significantly
chip.
Less carbon dioxide and
no
other
wonder
pollutants.
My kefir and kombucha mushrooms and all of that really grows, flourishes in my home.
Yeah.
Wow. We are powerful humans.
But no one heard what John said just then.
We create with our flat cheese more heat and light energy by mass than fossil fuels.
All this new stuff about humans being like a cancer on the earth. We're destroying the world. No.
It's God's plan. It's useful. It's useful
Let
to
it
our
rip.
And the less people putting a carbon footprint on the earth, the less people to actually make the earth flourish, right? And then you get economic depressions. You get the whole world like going into hibernation of like you can't even flourish as nations.
Yeah, there's this idea that if we get rid of humans, all of a sudden there's lush green life and tropical birds flourishing. No, they all die.
Guess what? By 2030, it might be economic very, very tough times because, you know, we're at the lowest birth rate since the Civil War.
Okay, but back to flat cheese and flat shirts. John gave us a good piece of info there, but let's get back to the gut. When you have this flat shirt problem, okay, which is different and it's so vile and one's loaded up and ready to go and it's chronic and it's gone past annoying into almost painful.
It's hot.
But you're still a healthy individual.
It doesn't mean you're sick. Okay. It just means that maybe you should look into what you're eating, change some things up for a while.
And it doesn't mean that you're eating anything bad either. It just means maybe you're eating too many things that cause your bacteria to party.
Yes. To party. When your bacteria is partying, it creates gas and this is not such a bad thing. And then these conditions like SIBO, I want to address SIBO right now because it's all over the internet and everyone wonders if they have SIBO and everyone's buying breath tests for SIBO or asking their doctor, do I have it? It just means that there are bacteria in your small intestine.
Healthy bacteria.
Yeah. Your bacteria is supposed to sort of stay in your large intestine and it's good, healthy bacteria. But for whatever reasons, there's multiple reasons, it can get up there in your small intestine. And that causes way more gas. And it can cause way more bile stinky gas. And it can cause some pain.
Flat cheese are transformed into flat jaws.
Now, but just because you have a level 10 hot flatcher doesn't necessarily mean you have SIBO though, right?
No, it doesn't actually. But it's a little bit more of a clue that you have SIBO. You call it SIBO. I call it SIBO. I don't know. Let's call the whole thing.
You call it SIBO. I call it SIBO. Let's call the whole thing.
Everyone thinks there's this book. I would recommend it. It's very conventional and really not very trim, healthy, mama-minded because she has sugar in a lot of her recipes and stuff. But it's just a good book looking at, it's sort of diluting the frenzy around a lot of this internet gut health right now. It's called The Bloated Belly Whisperer. And it just talks about basically what SIBO is, not to be so crazy about it. And it talks about how to address it if you have it, but that you're not going to die from it. You're not toxic. It's just that you have bacteria in the wrong place.
So she's pretty sane about
her
presentation.
She's really sane. And I think there needs to be some sanity about this whole subject. Because people are walking around and in their minds, they think, I'm toxic. I'm probably filled with filth.
I have a leaky gut. Yeah, making this.
I have a million parasites. I have a leaky gut. I'm sick. I'm chronic. I need to fix my gut. Everything I eat causes problems. And it's a mindset. And she's like, hey, this is what it is. Maybe we can do some things to address this, but you're not going to die from this. Today we're on the subject of veggies. See, veggies can really be fletchy makers. And we want to bring some clarity if you're having these problems. Like if you feel like this is really, I've got so much gas these days, and maybe I've got more gas since I've started Trim Healthy Mama. Let's look at what you're eating. We want to give you a list of veggies that may cause bloat and veggies that won't. But the thing is, you don't need to keep these veggies out of your life forever, the bloaters, okay? Just maybe go off them for a while and then bring them back and introduce them very slowly and see how you do. Because sometimes it's just the chronic layer upon layer of how much we use and then bringing other foods into the mix too.
Exactly. Like maybe you can do a little collie rice.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe you don't want to do collie rice and garlic bread made out of cauliflower.
Yeah.
Or like, even as wonderful as our baking blend is, it's brilliant.
There's a lot of fibers in there.
Some natural fibers in there that maybe if you do it layer upon layer with a lot of collie.
And then you're adding beans to that meal maybe, like maybe you're having a chili. And then afterwards you have a dessert and then you put a whole bunch of xylitol in there. It's just a furnace. If you are sensitive to those things, and some people aren't, but some people are, then you're like Mount Vesuvius.
And maybe you want to be Mount Vesuvius. Maybe you like the joy of that favorite meal that has layer upon layer of flatchy pushers. Yeah. Maybe you just want to say, hey, fire Mount Vesuvius up. I want to enjoy my meal, but at least I know that it's going to happen.
Yeah. So today we just want to show you what veggies can cause Mount Vesuvius going off.
And maybe if you're going out for a nice date with your husband and you're wearing that nice pretty dress, you don't want to do all those foods ramping up for a week beforehand.
You got to have info in your head, right? Trim Healthy Mama gives you info. It tells you what your fuels are. What are carbs? What are fats? What do they do to me? Maybe we should look at what do certain veggies do to me so I can use them for my health, but maybe I won't use them for my 25th anniversary when I'm going to wear that dress and there's going to be some great bedtime with my husband later on that night, right?
Maybe I'm going to go waltzing somewhere and, you know.
You were saying keeping it G-rated. I was going R-rated, but yeah.
No, I'm just keeping it G-rated, man. And then maybe you just don't want to be every time you're like, you know, doing the two-step, that'd be a little flashy.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the veggies. There's other foods in life, not just veggies, but veggies are the ones I think that I hear so many people say, oh, I just can't do these sorts of, I can't do these vegetables. I'm just so full of gas. Let's look at what you can.
And guess what? There's only about a handful.
There's a handful of offenders, but we repeat them over and over.
And because of that handful, we say, I can't do veggies. But really, there's a whole new world.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Do you ever hear our listeners in our head and your head saying, get to the point?
You know,
maybe.
No, Serene doesn't.
Sometimes. Yeah. Every now and again.
I hear them telling me.
You do, because you're always like, but what we're talking about today, you're always bringing us back.
I know, I hear them right now. The first
one. Well, we've already done collie.
No, we haven't, Serene.
No, but we addressed the fact.
You mentioned it 1 second. I want to do collie and thorough. Collie was probably one of
our
the worst offenders.
Keep going.
No. I need to talk about it.
No, I heard him.
Guess why, cauliflower?
We heard that loud and clear. Yes.
Guess why? Because it's one of the things that replaces so many other vegetables and tries to become other things. Like it tries to become potatoes. That's fine. It tries to become rice. That's fine. It tries to become pizza. It does all these things when you're cutting out starch. Okay? That's all good and great. And maybe you aren't even sensitive to it. Some of us aren't. But some of us, if it can be overdone, it can start bloating and flatching you up.
No. It can start flatching you.
It can do both, flatchies and flatchers.
You think Carly's the biggest offender?
I think we just do it so much. And there's no problem with that. Look, we promote it.
And it's healthy.
It's so healthy.
And even
healthy.
If it is a flatcher maker for you, just know when to use it and when not to, but it should be in your diet. It really should.
Yeah.
Listen, onions and garlic, they're offenders too, and they're like the healthy, healthy foods of the planet.
Garlic's probably the healthiest, one of the healthiest top five foods in the planet, and yet is so flatchy causing for some of us. If you're familiar with the diet, it's called a diet called FODMAP. Well, it's not really a diet, but it identifies some of these things that cause your bacteria to party, right? You take them out for a little while and then you bring them back in one at a time. But what Serena and I are saying, maybe you don't even have to go all FODMAP diet. Maybe you just know these things in your head so you can give yourself breaks.
I
didn't have to do
a FODMAP, but I know when I do Brussels sprouts, look out, family. They need to cage me up into a little padded room.
Yeah, when I do kale, I'm going to stay in a wall.
But I love Brussels and I won't give them up. But maybe you're just at home
by yourself and you know your family's going to a sporting event and you know it's time for flatchers.
It's Brussels sprout time.
Like, bring off the party
with
flatchers.
Have fun at the game, kids. Mama's at home with their Brussels.
Mama's at home with flatcher.
Oh my goodness.
You and your date for the night.
Who's flatcher, mommy?
Gonna have some me time.
I won't be lonely, don't worry.
Mommy's got her best friend coming over.
Oh, boy. Okay, Brussels is another one. Okay.
Mushies.
Oh, good old mushrooms.
And
one of the healthiest
jolly
foods.
Healthy.
But we're going to give you, how many do we have here, Serena? I'm writing down.
We have five.
Five offenders.
Handful.
Okay. The issue with these offenders is those are the ones we repeat over and over. So if you have a gassy tummy, we're now going to give you a list of brilliant other ones to replace them for a while. If you need to get rid of the flatches, here's what you do. These are the soothers.
Yeah.
Zucchini.
Oh.
Probably the most soothing vegetable you can eat.
It actually builds bones too. Do you know that? Zucchini is incredible.
Zucchini and yellow
bones.
Squash, its cousin. Okay, yeah. Both of them. They literally soothe your intestines with nary a flatcher.
Oh, they're great. You know, Pearl, you make a bit of a flatcher.
I do so many things with them. Okay.
A no flatcher aid. What would we call it? Something soup?
Case in point, I've been doing the soup. And the reason why I've been doing this, because Serene has a garden full of yellow squash and zucchini. She keeps handing them to me.
Yes. And I make a goodbye flatcher soup too.
Yeah. Well, here's mine. This is a soothing soup. It's ultra weight loss. And you're going to be thinking, Pearl, how is this ultra weight loss? I'm going to tell you. Anyway, I just cut up either yellow squash or zucchini and I dice it pretty finely because you don't want big pieces in your soup. And I do two of them, two mediums, okay? This soup is about 3 or 4 servings. And then I cut up 2 golden potatoes.
Did you see that, Pooper? We're not afraid of potatoes.
Potatoes are very, very soothing vegetables. They don't cause flatches either. Yeah. Okay, now I do golden because they are less glycemic than white. You could do black potatoes, sweet potatoes, whatever you want. I do golden. They're a little more waxy. They have less starch in them, but I love them in this soup. And then, so those are my two main veggies. I'm not putting garlic and onions in this because this is an anti-flatcher soup. What's the name of the soup? I don't have a name for it.
Anti-flatcher.
People won't know
flatcher,
what we mean.
Goodbye, flatcher.
Goodbye,
well,
flatcher.
That's all right. They don't know what we meant by dunk and we trained them.
Okay. Right, good. Well, that's the name. Goodbye, flatcher soup.
Yeah.
Okay. Rocks. Then I just put that in a little pot. I cover it with water, put nutritional yeast, which is non-flatchy. Don't put your onion and garlic powder in. Remember, you want to get rid of the flatchies. We're not going to do that this time. We're going to do mineral salt. We're going to do Bragg liquid aminos.
Or
soy sauce or whatever you want. And then some cayenne pepper. Peppers are non-flatchery either. And just boil it up, get it going. Oh, guess what I also put in it? Just a handful of frozen diced okra. so soothing on your gut.
Oh, you don't blend that. You just put it in the handful.
No, and it falls apart after half an hour. All these veggies are soft. It's soothing. For protein, I either do collagen or a little chicken breast.
I love it. I love it. And okay, so that's Pearl's baby goodbye Fletcher. Is that what we're calling it? Goodbye Fletcher?
I think goodbye Fletcher soup.
And I do a grandfather goodbye Fletcher soup because I have so many zucchinis and jolly squashes coming out of my garden. But I use the huge, huge, huge ones for this.
Are the ones that people forgot to pick.
Yeah, but you can use the baby ones. But I just think this is a good way of getting rid of the biggies.
You mean even the woody ones with the big seeds?
Listen, if you have a Vitamix or a Blendtec, you can do the soup. If you have, hold on, I've got like questions on either side.
My children, I love you. Just relax.
So if you have like a ninja, bless your wonderful heart. I'm sure it's wonderful for you, but it won't make the soup. You need something that makes it smooth. Right, that makes
your
vegetables
smooth. If you
have old
woody zucchinis.
Any zucchinis. Oh. Listen, you just need to make this smooth like
cream. Do you have a ninja, Danny?
I think he's part of the ninja
group. The only thing I have of ninja is the little one cup where you push down and activate.
Yeah, you love it, don't you?
It's amazing.
Yeah, ninja's good for what it's good for. It's just not good for getting like okra and stuff perfectly smooth. Yes, Tim? Vitamix, yeah. Or a Blendtec.
So anyway, I just chop up rough, ugly baby, medium, or the grandfather, squashes or zucchinis. Just whatever you need to get rid of your garden. And just blend up with enough water to make the whiz go around. Make puree. Stick freezer full of big gallon Ziplocs full in my freezer of this stuff.
A puree.
So it's so quick to make the soup. But if I'm making it fresh, I just blend up, put it in the pot. Maybe I'll do that same thing with tomatoes. Or maybe you don't want tomatoes in there, right? Tomatoes are no flat cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I just add whatever spices I want to. You know, that are non-flatchy, mineral salt, nutritional yeast, miso. And then sometimes I'll make a little trimmy. You know, like I'll put a little bit of ghee or coconut oil and then...
And extra water.
Yeah, with some collagen and make a little cream, pour that in. Or just use some coconut milk. This is so creamy, people. You think that it's just swimming with cream and it's not. And it's so full of the zucchini and yellow squash.
So it's like a gut soother.
Yes, it is. And I put chicken or whatever, salmon.
Yeah, let's talk about other veggies that you want. Just take a break from the Fletcher ones and focus on these for a few days. Tell us how you feel, okay? Spinach. So soothing to the gut.
He knew how to pop the biceps, not pop the other B.
The bum?
The bum.
What?
Papa, you don't get that? That was a really grand joke.
Hold on. Here in the US, you don't have the word for pop. Pop is also F-A-R-T down under.
Oh, no.
Like you did a pop of Wendy Pops.
A Wendy Pops?
No, that's the most inaccurate description of all time.
When you have gun, dude.
Yeah, like, but that's, I've never heard a human body make that noise.
Oh, I have.
What?
Yes. Flat cheese can do that, especially when the little toddler runs across. It's pop, 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 pop.
John, you don't have the word pop for an F-A-R-T here?
It's more like spurt, spurt, spurt.
Your ones must be very wet.
No,
I don't
squish,
like you.
Squish, squish.
I don't like
that sounds
the way
wet
Danny
too.
Describes
thud,
it.
Thud, thud, thud. I mean, pop.
That sounds heavy. Like there's...
Pop.
Yes, it's like a windy
like he
pop
popped,
gun.
She popped.
I would be concerned like there was stoppage that released all at once.
Okay.
Yes, that noise is very much a very familiar noise.
Well, you'll
okay,
have to
well,
show
spinach
us.
Doesn't make you pop. All right. What else have we got?
Eggplant, pop. Dude. So creamy, so smooth. If you even add the tiniest little bit of healthy oil to it, it's like you're swimming in the most delicious, luscious
roasted eggplant. You can tell by the texture of eggplant how soft it is that it's going to be kind to your intestines.
Yes.
It doesn't cause
what
those...
she means by when you pick it from a store, you don't want to feel it all smushy.
No, but when you cook it, I love to roast it with nutritional yeast, a little bit of coconut oil, salt and pepper.
Oh. Hey, you can make pizzas off of it too. Like I just like cut it in inches like that, keep the skin on it, stick it on a roasting tray. I brush on little coconut oil. Then guess what you do?
What?
Put
you cook
just
it first?
Regular tomato paste on top, salt and pepper, Italian seasoning.
You don't even put chives on top.
Nah, it's just a side thing. You'd have your protein somewhere else, like some nice white fish.
Oh. Hey, we forgot to mention lettuce. Go to town on
lettuce.
Soft lettuce especially. Soft lettuce. Sometimes if you've got hard lettuces and things like kale in your salad, they can be a little bit irritating to the gut. They don't really cause you bacteria to party. But if your gut gets a little bit irritated by hard things down there, it can cause some flatulence.
Yes.
So soft lettuces are great.
So you know you're just not a true goat. You know, if kale does it to you, you know?
Yeah.
But listen, people. Okra. Really, yes, okra, great.
We already said okra.
Yes, but we have to talk about the seesaw to what's it called? Again, cauliflower. What are you going to replace cauliflower with broccoli? And broccoli is not a flat chew.
Now, broccoli is less. It depends upon how much you eat, but for most of us, it doesn't cause that bacteria to party, especially if steamed or cooked. Now, raw broccoli.
I think that's a flatchy.
It does it for me. A raw broccoli salad, I'll be flatchet up.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes it's worth it.
Oh, worth it. I mean, cooked broccoli with
butter
and salt.
By the way, can you look after my broccoli sprouts while I go to Florida?
There would be a no.
Oh, it's simple. I need a babysitter for my broccoli sprouts.
That's dead.
A
no.
They're not flat cheese, and they're full of, what is it called?
Remember sulfur, you gave me your kefir grains and I killed them? And they were your precious. I'll think about it. I should be a better sister. Hey, we've got green beans.
Green beans
are very soothing. Not nearly a flatch, Dan.
Do you
partake of the green beans?
Yeah.
Yep.
Bok choy is another thing which is great because cabbage is usually a flatcher.
Although they say if you look up the FODMAP under cabbage, they call it low, but you need to cook it.
Maybe you just need to cook it to the nice slop.
Yeah, sometimes because cabbage is quite rough going down, so sometimes it can bloat people up. Cooking it is a little better, but bok choy all the way. Bok choy is a wonderful vegetable and it doesn't cause the same bloat.
Did you mention kale and I missed it?
Yes, we did, Danny. You were asleep at that point.
Yeah, you were asleep. It depends upon the
person.
And you
know you popped while you were asleep.
Oh, did I? Thank you. I wasn't aware because I was asleep. No, wait, though. Is it a flatcher?
Depends upon the person.
Oh, then I'm
try,
the
take
person.
It out and then put it back in and try it.
No, I did it.
Oh, it is for you.
And I stained a wall.
Oh, what is a staining thing? I don't like the picture.
It's boys take this too far, don't they? Boys always do that.
Yes.
It's like we were just calling little flatchies, little flatchers. Nah. You know, we're keeping
Serena
it all cute.
Serena and I being so cute.
And you're doing stain the wall, stain
the
bed.
The
it was just a little bit of crass.
Yeah, like my husband said, cut the cheese.
Cut the cheese.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I like windy pops.
Yeah, you're so effervescent about
it. Yeah. What about cucumber? Perfect.
Oh, I love cucumber.
If you ever find that cucumber does the flatches to you, take out the seeds, then it won't.
Green onions, because onions are the bad flatchers, even though they're healthy, so we want you to keep them in. But if you want to wear that nice dress, maybe just do green onions.
Yep, the green parts of the onion, not the white.
Don't sell your dress, ladies.
Don't sell your dress just because you're flatching. Try these veggies.
And I want to give you guys permission to love yourself even when you've got the flatchers. And to look in the
somebody
mirror.
Somebody needed that.
To look in the mirror and say, even though flatcher is visiting, you shall wake another day.
The lady that was pulled over weeping and self-loathing is now back on the interstate.
I have done it because, you know, and
it does cause self-loathing, especially when they smell vile.
Because you think you're gross.
Yes, you do.
And that's why we've said, and it's a special Trim Healthy Mama rule, you don't look in the mirror at the torso after midday.
Okay.
Because even if just little flat she's coming to visit, it does change the shape of the tum-tums.
Yeah, it bloats you out and it's not your...
And you think the bloat is you, but it's not you. It's the bacteria having a party.
It's not you. It's flat she.
What is you?
Got to put the blame where the blame's due.
Okay. Now, if you're human, you got to eat. You got to bloat a little. But we're just talking how to bloat a little, not a lot today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you might choose to bloat a lot.
Alfalfa sprouts.
You know? Let it rip.
Are amazing, Serene. Can we talk about alfalfa sprouts? They're one of the least bloating veggies. You can fill your salad up with them.
Yes, but listen, I want you to check out broccoli sprouts because that's what I'm into and that's what you're looking after. You'll do a self-test. That's why you're going to look after them.
So you guys are food pros because you're talking about like bok choy and alfalfa sprouts. And I'm like, dude, I get like green beans, broccoli.
That's okay. You're learning. You're a little baby.
I'm just here to learn.
You're a little baby.
I'm like a student.
But you do handfuls of spinach. You're good.
Okay.
Fistfuls of spinach, and they don't bloat you, do they?
No.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Tim, what are you thinking about all this? You're allowed to have the microphone for 20 seconds and talk about flatchers and you.
He's got a new baby, so he's used to flatchers.
5-month baby.
20 seconds.
Yeah.
Flatchers. I was just thinking of all the potties for me to be able to sit in on.
This
is.
Have you got three in diapers too?
No.
Okay.
Here's the thing, Tim. You have to listen. Tim has to listen to every single potty, every single thing we say. And today,
and all the things that you guys don't get to hear because they're too ridiculous.
Well, usually we don't edit, but occasionally, without Serene knowing, I'll say, "Tim, you know what Serene said there? Take it out."
Serene wasn't supposed to know about those edits.
Hey, while we're on a little Tim break here,
Let Tim go.
Yeah, he had 10.
I want to hear
I'm
about.
Like, dude, I'm not. I'm the male. I'm the male.
I do want. I wanted to know if you had helpful hints or your own journey with flatulence.
Yes, your own journey. We want to hear your
own journey.
Tell
us about your journey.
You
Tim.
Have the seat, Tim.
I'll back
it might
off.
Be warm.
I don't even know what to say.
No, don't adjust my mic. Just talk into it.
Sorry, I was just being mean. I was being cruel.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what to say. Other than I work from home.
Yes,
that's a safe place.
See, when
that's
you
profound.
Work from home, you can eat Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
Unless your wife's in the room, and then maybe you
but
don't.
But everyone has a different kind of marriage, Pearl.
That's true. Some marriages are just like, no, it all hangs out. And others, like mine and my husband, I pretend that I don't have a flatch.
Woman don't fluff. My husband doesn't think woman fluff.
Okay, yeah,
you're both that must be your home training.
But
you're both like ladies in front of your home. Like when Charlie walks in, you sit up. Sit up in the chair.
I want to always be like my marriage to me is like I always want to be like we're courting.
Yes.
Like in the early days of courting, you know, you wouldn't do a flatch in front of him.
No way.
So now I'm saying when I'm like asleep in my bed, probably flatches happen, but I wasn't in control
of those.
It's
not your fault.
No, only if he was fast asleep.
Yeah.
You have permission when he's fast asleep.
Yeah, when he's fast asleep, of course.
You'll squeak it out?
Yes.
My wife doesn't in front of me either, and she flips if I like open the bathroom door while she's in there.
Yeah, because I don't want to see.
I do a squeal like I saw a thousand mice.
If I'm in there, I'm like, get in here. Let's solve problems. Like you're always trying to talk and figure stuff out. Like I got time. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, no. My husband's not coming near that bathroom.
No, but some marriages are much more comfortable with each person's inside
and that's
stink.
Okay.
That's all right.
So lovely.
Okay, can I have my glory day in the hot sun?
Yes, go for it.
All right.
This feels like more of an unshow today than a potty.
You know,
that's all right.
Life happens.
Okay.
The wind blows where it listeth.
Yes.
Speaking of listeths, I got a listeth of you for you of some synonyms for flatulence. I think are pretty mind-blowing. Thank you, John. Twaddle.
Never heard it.
You've looked it up?
No, John sent this.
John is a producer and sometimes he does
millennial list.
It's
it has
like,
to be a millennial list.
It's like, babe, your parents are over. Keep that twaddle to yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't feel it, mate.
I don't find
wow,
it.
Wow. Some people call them idle words. I love that. Like, son, idle words are for your private time, not in front of the guests.
Still not feeling it. Go.
Man, I don't even know if I can. John, you circled one that I shall not say on air.
Please do not. If Danny is Danny's filter's
if Danny
saying,
says no.
Danny's filter's going, brr.
It's just how it's hitting you. It's just hitting me different. You see the one,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, it's probably hitting me bad too, so don't do
I'm
that.
Not going
to
release.
We don't need Tim have to.
Oh, okay, I know why.
Okay. So,
millennials, you know, they see things differently.
Yeah, we take things the wrong way on purpose. Sorry.
Fuff. That's what she calls it. Fuff.
Does Sola, your one-year-old, has a name for it?
It's like a, well, fluff is what we call it in the house, and she already calls it fuff because it's a third word.
Oh.
Mummy, daddy, fuff.
Another synonym for flatulence, turgidity.
Never
Serene,
heard these.
Keep the turgidity to yourself, please.
Oh, wow. It sounds a little bit like something.
Well, you know, I don't think anyone's, I think flatcher is way better or flatchy.
Another fustian.
Nah.
These are too deep.
I think we did it better.
We're done.
Hey, I do, before we end, I want to revisit the subject of layer upon layer again. Like, I've talked here on the potty about my lentil soup. There's other foods other than veggies that can do it.
My kefir, double fermented kefir, is one of my healthiest foods. I thrive on it. But it gives me what I call the keefs, which is kefir is Fletcher's.
Well, there's bacteria that feed on it, and that's good.
But I just choose to do it and have the keefs.
Now, let's say I choose to do my lentil soup too. Lentils cause less gas than other beans and legumes, but I sometimes overdo the lentil soup and I'll have it for lunch and then dinner and 3 days in a row. And let me tell you, flatulence happen. Okay, but if I just do a meal of lentil soup and it's just one meal and I keep the onions and garlic out of it and I don't like have it with, say, sprouted grain toast, which can be Fletcher's for some people, and I want to revisit that too, Danny. You know, you can keep things manageable. It's when you start layering upon layering.
Yes.
So all these things, people say, well, I can't eat that food and I can't eat that food. Maybe you're layering. Maybe 100%. You can eat those, but maybe you just do them in singles. Maybe you do them in micro meals.
Exactly.
Serene, does that make sense?
It makes sense.
I want to address things like bread and things that bloat people up a lot. And
a lot
like,
of people think it's the gluten, but it's
a lot of people
not.
When they're eating wheat or even sprouted wheat and stuff, they think, well, I'm gluten intolerant. I can't do it. It bloats me.
No.
A lot of times it's actually the fructan
and that's
in the
why
wheat,
sourdough.
Which is, yeah.
True sourdough, people, is so wonderful because it actually ferments that fructan right on out of there.
Yeah, so it ferments it so your bacteria have nothing to feed on.
Does sourdough, true sourdough, have gluten?
A lot of times they've tested it and a really true sourdough, there's basically no gluten left, but I can't vouch for one sold in the store.
Yeah, for the allergic people.
Yeah.
Being
oh, you
able
wouldn't
to
want to. If you're celiac, don't go there because it's
you
too
have
much
to like have hair on your chest to eat my sourdough, people. It's the best.
Serene's is very sour.
When you raised on it though, it's like your comfort food. You want to come home to mummy and have sourdough.
It'd be an awkward looking gal.
My married children come back and the first thing they do when they walk in the door is, where's the sourdough?
I know, and I go to your house and that's what I say too. Yeah. But all that to say, I think it's a really good point. Maybe you're just layering up too many of these things and just try them in manageable doses.
Yes.
Like if you make my lentil soup, the next meal that you eat, maybe don't do cauliflower and beans and things like that after that. Maybe the next meal you eat after that is more of these soothers.
Because you called your lentil soup, let's get methylating.
Yeah.
Ironic, isn't it?
Well, methylating
I know, but it just sounds so close to methanating or something.
Methanating.
That's what, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, methylating is different to methanating.
I know, but
that's
scary.
Good. Is that a good way to end this podcast?
I feel like
there's
we
always
should,
a good way.
I feel like we could round off a
I
lot
hope
more
we've helped because just knowing these information of what causes bloat and what doesn't helps me sort of with my life. What am I doing today? Am I okay with just being a little bloated and louder than usual?
Yeah, there are times.
Or if I got a business meeting and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, there's times where I just feel like, you know, it's the time when my hair is just up in a bun and I'm just wearing my Hilltop uniform, you know, it's just like the same good old thing. And I don't mind having Fletcher's even.
You know, I like the tone as we're rounding out the podcast. It was all hype and now you've taken a relaxed pause, even in the way you're talking, as if to close something.
I just feel it's just everyone is just a bit uptight about the whole gut thing.
Yes. And uptight about even the subject. So if you are a little uptight and you're finding it hard to listen to this podcast, we just want you to take a deep breath and just say, God designed you to Fletchy and Fletcher.
And ladies, he's got Fletchy vegetables and he's got non-Fletchy veggies. Choose you this day who you will eat.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. And we're so glad you tuned in to the flatulence episode. And we hope you have a gas-free week. Tune in next week.
We would like to play some classical music led by the horn section and a tuba.
Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be trim healthy mama to stay.